spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, A Bass Viol for Heaven, was written by Joseph Mindell.
I'm going to tell you a story that happened in a place and in a time when there were still miracles. It could happen today, if only people believed in miracles. Anyway, in the village of Tomaszów, not far from the Polish-Galician frontier, there began to appear at the doors of the houses and shops a young man, a beggar, of whom no one knew where he lived and whence he came. He would stand in front of the door without a word, just stand, until the one who lived there, say, mayor who ran the dry goods store, would say,
Well, instead of smiling, why don't you say something? All right, here's a penny.
No.
No? What's the matter? It's not enough for you? Well, how much will you accept?
If you have a piece of bread... Well,
take the penny and buy what you like.
I don't want money. I want a
look,
piece of...
Look, you don't understand. If you take... All right. Wait, I'll get you a piece of bread.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He was a strange and inoffensive creature, and the villagers paid little attention to him. They only noticed that he always had a faraway look in his eyes, and that his ears always seemed to be listening, as though he could hear something when all the world was quiet.
What are you listening to? What do you hear?
I hear... Sometimes I hear music.
Music? I don't hear anything.
You don't?
Tell me, what is your name, young man? Your name?
My name? My name... Abraham. Yes, Abraham.
Aren't you sure?
There are so many things.
And your family name?
Family name? What's that?
Your family name. There are lots of Abrahams. Which Abraham are you? Whom do you belong to?
My father.
And what's your father's name?
Father.
I am not sure if you are simple or just logical. And your father, where does he live?
There. Up there.
Oh, I understand. You have no other father?
No.
Have you no mother?
Please, can I go now?
Soon, soon. Tell me, where do you come from?
A village.
Which village? Never mind, never mind. How did you come here to Tomaszów?
I walked and walked and walked.
I know. It was very far.
Yes.
Abraham, can you daven? Hmm? I mean, can you say your prayers?
No. You mean, can I speak with Father?
That's right.
I can say the Shema Yisrael.
Oh, you can? Where did you learn it?
It was very strange. When I was coming here, an old man... A very old man walked with me a little. He told me who my father is and where he lives.
And this old man taught you the Shema?
Yes. And now I speak to my father 3 times every day. Uh-huh. I play music whenever I speak with him.
You play? On what?
I know how to make a whistle from a reed. And somebody gave me a flute made out of clay. Do you want to see it?
Well, suppose someone were to give you a fiddle.
Oh, a fiddle... You know what kind I want? A big one. A very big one. The kind you carry with a strap.
Maybe someday someone will buy you a big fiddle. But first, let's see what kind of a musician you are.
I'll play my flute.
Very nice. Now tell
me. When I play, I speak with Father. Shema Yisrael, Adoshem Elokeinu, Adoshem Echad.
Amen. Abraham, do you know what those words mean?
Ah, I see you don't.
The old man who told me the words, he said that Father knows.
Ah, of course he knows. But I'll tell you, and then you will also know. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
The old man said that Father was pleased, even if I didn't know the meaning of the words.
You talk about the old man as if he was, I don't know.
He was a good man.
Well, how do you know? You don't know anything about him. This old man of yours might, for example, tell you to steal.
Then I would steal.
Suppose he told you to kill someone.
Oh, no, he wouldn't say that. He was a good man.
Still, if he told you.
If he told me, I would do it.
Wouldn't you be afraid of your father?
Why should I be afraid?
Because he would punish you.
Now you're making fun of me. A father doesn't punish.
Now I must tell you something else. The community of Tomashov had an orchestra, two fiddles, a flute, a clarinet, a tambourine, and a bass viol. It was a melancholy little orchestra, but for Tomashov it was enough. Except that one stormy night, as the musicians were returning from a ball, the bass viol player lagged behind, fell in the freezing snow, and unfortunately never rose again. It was the very next evening that his widow, Brina, came to the synagogue.
Who will feed my five orphans?
Shh! Brina, you're interrupting the services.
Who will clothe my fatherless children?
We sympathize with your loss, Brina.
Mayor, I can't give you I can't give my children sympathy for supper.
But you have no right to interrupt the service.
Mayor, she has the right.
But, Rabbi...
Whoever has a claim on the congregation has the right.
So what am I to do, Rabbi?
I don't know. Brina, this evening we'll call the musicians together and hold a meeting to see what can be done. Please, one at a time. So, who will speak for the orchestra?
Excuse me. After all, I'm the first fiddle, Rabbi.
All right, go on, then speak.
Speaking on behalf of the Tomashev Orchestra, I wish to express our deep sorrow at the loss of our bass viol and to the widow.
Brina has enough sympathy. Hmm? Let us get down to more practical matters.
Well, Rabbi, as to that, we the musicians have discussed it, and we've decided that this is a matter for the community chest.
But you know we have no community chest.
Of course we know. We were only considering the problem from all angles.
Noach, we have also been thinking about it, Mayor and I and the others. We have a suggestion.
Anything the orchestra can do, Rabbi. It's a matter of professional solidarity.
Mm. You've lost a bass viol.
Little off-key sometimes, but very reliable, huh?
Noach, suppose the orchestra should do without a bass viol and...
Impossible.
And whatever pay would have been given to him should be given to his widow bride.
It's out of the question. Now, Rabbi... An orchestra without a bass viol is no orchestra.
Noah, sustaining a poor fatherless family is more important than a bass viol.
You'll forgive me for saying so, Rabbi, but you just don't know anything about music.
No,
huh?
At least consider it.
Well, we're willing to consider anything, so long as it's reasonable. But an orchestra without a bass viol...
Gentlemen, I have an idea.
Well, Mayor, what... Your idea? Mm-hmm.
What about Abraham?
Hmm? The young man has been hanging around? What about?
Let him be your new bass viol.
He knows the instrument? With whom did he study?
Abraham doesn't have to study. He's a natural-born musician. I heard him. He played for me on his clay flute.
Mayor, a clay flute is not a bass viol.
No, what have you got to lose? Try him out.
You don't understand. It's not the... All right. Suppose we do try him out. We still have the problem of what to do about Reiner.
Let him play in the orchestra, and whatever he earns, you give to Reiner.
Mayor, I'm surprised that you make such a dishonest proposal.
Please, Rabbi, I am an honest man. You know that Abraham is a little bit...
I know what you mean, Mayor, still.
Have you ever tried to give him a penny? He doesn't want money, doesn't want anything. Only a piece of bread now and then. And a bass viol. He's crazy to have a bass viol.
Possible. Reiner could feed him and provide him with clothing.
Believe me, Rabbi, he'll be very happy. Let Abraham play his bass viol, and he'll be happy.
Abraham, it's cold. Come into the house and warm yourself by the stove for a while.
I don't feel cold, Brian.
Well, then at least sit down and have a hot meal. There's some meat today.
Excuse me, Bryna, but I don't eat meat.
Well, that's foolish, Abraham. You're a man. And a man needs meat and soup and...
If you have a piece of bread.
Of course I have a piece of bread.
I've made you angry.
No. No, Abraham. I'm not angry. It's only that my conscience bothers me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. Wait. I'll get you some bread. And something else, too. Here. A whole loaf. And I've brought you a coat. It's not new, but...
Oh, it's a warm coat. Thank you very much.
You don't have to thank me. And here. Take this. A few pennies for your pocket.
Bryna, no. I don't want money.
Take it. It's your own money. You earned it yourself. Besides, a man needs some money in his pocket.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why do I need money?
I don't know, Abraham. Maybe you don't need it. Maybe you have more than most of us.
I have to go now.
Yes. Go, Abraham. Go play your bass viol.
You took the bow out of my hand.
It's the only way to make you stop.
But I want to play.
Now look, Abraham. This is not a race. We're playing together. When the music stops, we all stop. And you too.
Oh, you don't like what I play.
Now, what's that got to do with it? You play fine.
Oh, fine.
Good enough for this orchestra. Only you have to stop when we stop.
Come on, Noah. Let's get on with the rehearsal.
I'll try to stop. I'll really try.
All right. Now, the last 12 bars again. Ready?
Thrown out of the wedding on Sunday.
Oh, it's no use, Noah. He won't stay.
You'll laugh out of the other side of your mouth when we come home without pay.
Oh, they won't throw us out. Abraham will only add to the merriment.
Fine, fine. Only we don't always play at weddings.
You worry too much, Noah. Look, if it's really necessary when the music stops, I'll snatch the bow from Abraham's hand. You see, it's simple.
That's the way it was, and everyone was pleased. But with his musical instrument, Abraham acquired a new habit. Three times a day, and only three times, morning, evening, and at midnight, he used to play the Shema Yisrael, Hear, O Israel, on his bass viol. The sunrise and sunset worship he offered up by the riverbank outside the village. But at midnight, he came to the marketplace. The melancholy tones of his instrument would melt into the night and steal through the doors and windows into the hearts of the sleepers, so that they stirred in their sleep.
What's that?
Go back to sleep, Mayor.
Oh, it's Abraham out in the street.
On such a night, the poor man.
Oh, it's time. It's time.
Where are you going, Mayor?
I didn't even hear the beagle knock at the for the midnight prayers. Strange.
You were tired, and he doesn't knock so loud.
But Abraham Shema Yisrael is no louder. Where is the candle? Oh, here it is.
Mayor, it's such a bitter cold night. Do you have to go?
It's time for the midnight prayers.
Maybe God will understand if you don't go.
Listen to him out there. Abraham on his bass viol. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
But where's the miracle I promised? Wait, I'll tell you. First, you must know that a wondrous affair came to Tomasho. Such an affair as might be expected only once in 100 years. And this was the manner of its coming. The president of the Lublin congregation and the rabbi of Krakow made a marriage alliance. That is, the daughter of one and the son of the other. Now, the question was, should Lublin come to Krakow or Krakow to Lublin? As you may imagine, this was quite a problem. Until someone had an idea.
Let the wedding be at a point exactly halfway between the two cities.
And exactly halfway was, what do you think, the village of Tomashov.
Speaking for the rabbi of Krakow, we accept Tomashov. As to the arrangements, the rabbi has many friends and relatives.
The president of Lublin, in all likelihood, has as many, but who's counting?
It will be an expensive wedding.
The president of Lublin, excuse me, sent this barrel of gold coins.
Good, good. Now, as to the music, we of the Krakow Orchestra will be there, of course.
Of course, and so will the Orchestra of Lublin.
And, it goes without saying, the Tomashov Orchestra. For the ceremony, a huge barn with a peaked roof was transformed into a wedding hall. And here it is, the night of the wedding. Guests all seated, the lamps all lit, a happy tinkling of silver knives and forks against a background of happy conversation, and up at the head table, a learned discussion led by the rabbi of Krakow. Then there broke in the mingled music of three orchestras. The rabbi of Krakow leaned his head on his hand and listened happily, for he was a great lover of music.
Noah!
Can't you see I'm playing, Mayor?
It's all right. Stop for a minute. They'll never miss you.
Oh, what do you want?
Where is Abraham?
There, sitting with his face to the wall.
Isn't he playing his bass viol?
Of course he is.
What a strange way to play.
That's what you came to tell me.
No. Listen. Abraham still doesn't know when to stop playing, does he?
Don't worry, Mayor. There won't be any such accident.
But suppose there was such an accident, Noah. It would be quite a joke, wouldn't it?
What are you driving at?
It would add to the merriment, and I am sure the rabbi of Krakow would be amused.
Huh? Hey, maybe you're right. All right, I'll tell the other musicians.
But don't let Abraham hear you.
Abraham? He's playing his bass viol. He wouldn't even notice if the roof opened. Excuse me. A minute. I give a wink. Stop playing all of a sudden.
What are you talking about?
Never mind. Just stop playing and tell the other musicians.
What is it, a joke?
Yes. A specialty of the Tomashov Orchestra. Ready? Stop!
Ha, 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 ha!
guests were ready to laugh. Their lips were twitching. But the rabbi of Krakow was not laughing. Leaning his head on his hand, he closed his eyes and listened to Abraham. And the assembled guests listened with him. Suddenly, there was a disturbance at the door.
No, no, not here.
What is it? What's happening there?
I'm sorry, Rabbi. It's an old man in beggar's clothes. You can't come in, old man. There'll be a separate banquet for the poor.
Let him in.
But, Rabbi...
At my son's wedding, everyone is welcome. Let him in. Old man, I apologize for my servant. Please sit down.
Rabbi of Krakow, why are you here?
That's a strange question. This is my son's wedding.
That is not why you were brought here.
I don't understand, old man.
Rabbi of Krakow, Abraham is playing for the midnight prayer. It will be granted you to hear and understand the midnight prayer of Abraham.
I have been listening.
And for your sake, the other guests will hear and understand. But none so well as you, who are a lover of music.
Abraham played, and the assembled guests listened as in a trance. And then suddenly, the old man lifted his right hand, and it seemed that the roof parted and opened. Above the heads of the wedding guests, Abraham saw the midnight sky set with a million stars. The old man lifted his other hand, and he beheld the sky itself divided. And in the deep, beyond the deeps, a light trembled. And out of the light, Abraham heard music. The angels sang the midnight prayer, and the orchestra of the angels played. And Abraham's song ascended and became one with the song that trembled in the midst of the light in the deeps. Shutting out the heavens. And Abraham played his bass viol.
Is it time to stop?
Yes, Abraham. It is time.
Shema Yisrael. Adoshem Elokeinu. Adoshem.
Pick him up. Carry him to the synagogue. Rabbi of Krakow, you have heard the midnight prayer of Abraham. No, he did not die. Abraham was called to the orchestra of the hosts of the blessed. They needed a bass viol in heaven.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Herman L. Wiseman, Chairman of the Commission on Law and Social Action of the American Jewish Congress. Mr. Wiseman.
This morning's folk tale about Abraham, the impoverished and untutored viol player, distills a quizzical quality of pleasant enchantment, enjoyable for its own sake. In addition, each of us could, find in the symbolism of this myth in modern dress a message to the society of our own time. It was a triumph for poor Abraham, unattractive, awkward of speech, ridiculed because of his fixation to make music when and how he pleased, to be accepted by his community, to acquire a position in its orchestra. It was a triumph not of the person, but of the majestic generalities of the Bill of Rights, as their observance forged the practical solution of the problem which this ill-adjusted, humble music maker presented to his village. The American Constitution fashions for each generation the mightiest lever for the preservation of civilized life. An average citizen is secure in his rights as long as he diligently performs his duty of guaranteeing such rights in equal measure to the underprivileged and the stranger. Like Abraham, whose singular ways caused embarrassment but threatened no harm to the community, nonconformers have a place in our society. In the tension of our time, it is well to fix attention upon the words of the United States Supreme Court in a recent case. If there is any fixed star in our constitutional constellation, it is that no official, high or petty, can prescribe what shall be orthodox in politics, religion, or other matters of opinion, or force citizens to confess by word or act their faith therein. The Abraham of our story, like the servant of God described by Isaiah, was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows acquainted with pain. In his own simple but steadfast way, he fought for recognition and won his right to be accepted and to be heard, just as the enduring challenge of Goethe's words remind us all to do. Yes, to this thought I hold with firm persistence. The last result of wisdom stamps it true. He only earns his freedom and existence who daily conquers them anew.
Thank you, Mr. Wiseman. Our eternal eye drama today, A Bass Viol for Heaven, was written by Joseph Mindell and was based on a story by Isaac Loeb Peretz, as translated by Maurice Samuels in Prince of the Ghetto, published by Alfred A. Knopf, Incorporated. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Leon Janney as Abraham, Joseph DeSantis as Noah, Louis Sorin as Mayor, Norman Rose as the narrator. Others in the cast were Adelaide Klein, Roger DeCoven, Juano Hernandez, Bert Cowlin, Ethel Everett, and Joseph Boland. The music was composed and conducted by Morris Momorsky, and Philip Sklar was the bass viol soloist. This has been an NBC Radio Network production under the direction of Edward King. This is Mel Brandt speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.